Bava Metzia, Perikhes, Mishneh Ches. This Mishneh deals with the rental of a house and the question of how to deal with the calculation. Hamaskir Bayis Lechaver Lashana. Somebody rents a house to his friend for a year. Nisabra Hashana. And then, in the middle of the year, this is before the time where there were calendars, and the determination of whether you would have a leap year would be determined by the Beis Din. In the middle of the year, the shana, the year, becomes a leap year. An extra month is added. So, nis'abra la'socher, this ibur, the extra month, is to the advantage of the renter. The renter, since he had said it's for a year, and it turned out that the year was 13 months instead of 12 months, he gets all 13 months at the same price. However, hisker lo l'chadashim, if he did a month by month, he said every month is a certain amount of price. So if Yisker lo l'chadoshim, nis'abra hashana, nis'abra l'maskir, then it's to the advantage of the renter, the rentor, the person who is renting it to him, the Baal HaBayis, because he's renting per month. If there's 13 months, he has to pay 13 separate charges. Now, at this point, the Gemara says there are some missing words in the Mishnah, and the Mishnah talks about a case now where there's a conflict between two parts of what is said. If he says to him, it's for 12 dinar for the year, midinar zav lachodesh, a dinar zav per month. In other words, on the one hand, he said that the year is 12 dinar, but he said that we calculate that as a golden dinar per month. So what comes out is, on the one hand, the statement that he says the 12 dinar for the year indicates that the whole year is 12 dinar, regardless of whether or not there is 13 months in the end. But then he says, in dinar zav l'chodesh, which says that there's a dinar, a separate dinar for each month, so that would indicate that he has to pay 13, he would not get 13 months, he'd have to actually pay 13 dinar, an extra dinar. So the halach is yachloku, that they divide up. And the Mishnah continues now, and this is in the actual text of the Mishnah. Ma'aseh b'Tzipori, there's an incident in the city of Tzipori, be'echad shesachar merchatz mechavero, that somebody rented a bathhouse from his friend b'shneimasar zav lashana for the price of 12 golden dinar for a year minidar zav lachodesh. But at the same time, he also said that each month would be a dinar zav. So these are two different conflicting indications. Uva meis lefnei Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel lefnei Rabbi Yosi, and this incident came before Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel and before Rabbi Yosi. V'amru, and they said yachloku es chodesh ha'ibur, they should divide up the extra month and then divide it 50-50. Now, actually, this is not actually the halacha, since we don't say that moment hamutal b'safik cholkin, that money that's in doubt is divided, but rather we say since the real estate is in the possession of the owner of the real estate, therefore the Baal HaKarka has the upper hand, and you cannot get the Baal HaKarka, the owner of the land, to rent it for the extra month unless the renter is willing to pay the extra month.